Shalom Nyabo, regarding the issue of okusala enjala na okusala enviiri. Now, the book of Leviticus 23 makes it clear that the Lord demands for good hygiene as long as we live on this earth, in this fallen nature. You know, now we are fallen. We used to be perfect. Completely perfect. In fact, twalite tumia, before the Adam and Eve ate of that fruit of disobedience, twalite tumia, twalite tufuwa muka, twalite tukozesa toilets. We were not releasing any kind of body fluids or phlegm or discharge of any kind from our bodies. This is a long story. I don't even know how to go into it. I need to do a teaching on this separately and just share it widely. We were perfect before Genesis chapter 3 happened, before the serpent tempted Eve to eat of the fruit of disobedience in the Garden of Eden. And in fact, another mystery is when the Lord was creating us originally, before this sin issue came in, the plan was not for man and woman to have sex in order to bring children into the world. He was going to supernaturally send children here or send people here. And the women were not going to have the responsibility of nurturing the children the way we do now. Right now we are doing it as part of a curse to humble us. Even the issue of covering the head. I'm now speaking the mysteries of God, so the presence of God is coming down mightily. These are mysteries, these are secrets of God that he has revealed to me over the last couple of years. So he was going to send people in a supernatural form. You know, when Adam was formed, he was 20 years old. And he lived for 930 years altogether. He left 70 for his descendants. Hallelujah. So, before we sinned against the Lord, we were perfect. Even the way in which we were walking and doing things was different. When Adam would walk in the Garden of Eden, and at the end of the day, when he's hungry, the angels would be while he's walking in the garden, the angels would be cooking food in the third heavens, and they would come and give him food in the garden. They would prepare a table before him. Psalm 23. They would set the table, and the table would have a buffet of food. His plate would be very big. Adam was a very big man. He was as tall as the earth is from the heavens. But he shrunk to the size of the trees, or to smaller, they say 100 ells, when he sinned against the Lord. And that's why he was able to hide in the trees. But he was way taller and bigger than that. We've shrunk so much over the years. So we were totally different to what we are now. We were perfect. There was no need to cut hair. There was no need to cut nails. There was no need to wash our bodies in water. There was no need to eat as though we are going to, you know, as if there's no tomorrow. We were very heavenly. Matthew 6:10. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sorry, I had to pause the audio. I'm not sure where I stopped, but I think I was talking about the fact that our bodies were so perfect in the beginning of time before the sin came into the world. We were so perfect that we did not need to cook any food, to eat. Everything we needed was provided from us in heaven, from heaven. It came straight from heaven down. Hallelujah. And if we couldn't wait for what is coming from heaven, the trees were arranged to provide us with fruits. Because if you read, when you read Genesis chapter 1, you see that the Lord says he gave us the fruits, the fruit trees to eat from. In fact, there was a period on earth, sometime after Adam had sinned and died, the children of Seth, when they were living on the Mount Hermon in Israel, which is on Lisra and into Lebanon, they used to eat fruit trees. They used to eat fruits and vegetables only. They never cooked food to eat, and they were so heavenly that they always did what they saw in heaven. Whenever they sang a song being sung in heaven, they would sing it. So there was a time on earth when we had no need to cut our nails. We had no need to cut our hair, to shave our, you know, to keep our hair in order, because everything was perfect. We had no need to clean our noses. We were not falling sick. Our health was perfect. We had no need to be changing clothes and, you know, cleaning our homes or things like that, because everything was perfect. There was no need to have dust. There was no such thing as dust or dirt anywhere in the world. You could only find dust and dirt in the garden where you're digging. And even that garden, you worked effortlessly. The Lord made things easy. But when Adam and Eve sinned, the Shekinah glory left them, and that's why they recognized they were naked. And then things began to change little by little. Then later on, I've forgotten who it was now. Maybe it was Seth's time on earth. Much later on, when he had grown up, one of the descendants of Adam was trying to teach people about God, and he formed an idol to express something about God, how God relates with men and the reality of God. Now, in the process of forming that image or that idol, the Satan entered into it, and that person did not know. And then when Satan started to move that image around, and when he did, some people started worshiping. They were mesmerized, and they started worshiping that idol. And that is how idolatry started on earth. When idolatry started, it changed a lot of things in mankind. We actually became worse, much worse. The Bible says we became like apes. We became like apes, we became like monkeys and gorillas and chimpanzees. We were not using our legs to walk the way we are now, and we did not have any likeness to animals. We were made in God's image. So we used to fly over Kalikangambe or Kuseyeya while moving about. We was totally different to the animals. But when idolatry came in as one of the many sins, it changed our form. So idolatry makes us to become much worse than we are. And that is how the enemy, when created later science, came into action, into existence. The enemy started calling mankind homo sapiens. Simani, homo sapiens, human beings. We are not human beings. We are not a mixture of demons and mankind. We are mankind. The Bible calls us Adam. Adam means man. Every time you see the word man in the Bible, in the Hebrew scriptures, you see the word Adam. Even the ground is called Adama in Hebrew. So this is a higher level learning, which I have to bring in to make you understand the issue of cutting off hair and shaving and cutting nails, you know, all those things came into action because of the sin of idolatry, especially. That the sin of idolatry really, really changed us. Our bodies deteriorated the more. We shrunk the more. We became more dirty. We became more unclean, if I can put it that way. So we develop various needs. Even the issue of menstruation, the women's monthly periods, it came as a result of a curse, as one of the 10 curses that was spoken to Eve. Adam was given 10 curses in line with the 10 commandments. Eve was given 10 curses in line with the 10 commandments. And the serpent was given 10 curses in line with the 10 commandments. So, one of the curses that the woman received was the menstruation periods and the childbearing, child nurturing, staying at home to look after the home and guard the home, desiring the husband, you know, because the Lord said, your desire shall be for your husband, then covering our heads as mourners. And also our social, our constant need to socialize, our constant need to be loved, to have attention, to be given attention. All those things came as a result of a curse. We were perfect, I repeat, in the beginning of time, and we were filled with God's love. We were filled with a sense of satisfaction that comes with God's love. When you visit hellfire, you will understand what it means to be devoid of God's love. The people in hell can testify to you what it feels like not to know or feel the love of God. That is the worst thing that can happen. The worst thing that any person made in God's image can feel, can have. You see, when you allow your nails to grow beyond what they're supposed to be, you begin to look like an animal. And that is why Nebuchadnezzar's punishment was to look like an animal for 7 years, though the Lord cut the years short because of Daniel's prayer. You remember that the Lord made his nails to become claws. Now, those who grow their nails and paint them or go and add additional nails, they begin to look like Satan. In hellfire, the demons have long nails. They have long nails. They look so ugly. They look so hideous. They look so despicable. You don't want anything to do with them. They look so, I don't know the words to use, but yeah, hideous, ugly are the main words that come to mind. They are not something you want to be around or you want to reckon with. And this is why even witches and wizards tend to carry long nails. They use them in the spirit to scratch people and to, you know, kill people. So if we have long nails, if we keep nails that are beyond what God wants us to keep, we begin to look like the kingdom of darkness people. And demons, we begin to mirror the demons. Jesus in heaven doesn't have long nails. God the Father doesn't have long nails. Holy Spirit doesn't have long nails. The Lord wants us to model what he looks like. We are called to be a mirror image of the Lord. He wants to restore us to the original image that we were and we had before we sinned against him. And that is why we are to give our lives to Jesus Christ and walk with him on a daily basis in holiness, in faithfulness, in obedience, in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As his bride, we are meant to obey him. As the guests, they are meant to obey him as well and do what he wants. We are, by the time we die, he wants us to be looking like him. That is our main goal, to return to our original state of perfection as it was before the sin came into the world. So While we are still in this fallen nature, there are some things we can't do away with. We have to, you know, maintain good hygiene, because our fallen nature attracts certain things in our lives. It makes the nails to grow, it makes hair to grow, and it calls for proper grooming. It calls for proper grooming of our bodies, of our homes, of everything around us. And that's why you can see that the Lord goes into much detail in the Old Testament, telling the priests, remember that when we give our lives to Christ, we are priests. Kabona, we are priests of the Lord. 1 Peter 2:9-10. He tells them they have to wash themselves, they can't drink alcohol. He even tells the men what to do after they have had sex with their wives. Why would God go into all those details? He even tells the women what to do after they have given birth, after they have had their menstrual periods. Why would God go into all those details? For what? If they are not of his concern, if every part of our bodies is not of God's concern, why does he have to go into all those details? You know, people say God is only concerned about the spiritual body and the, you know, the soul. Okay, so why does he give us instructions in line with our flesh as well as our spiritual bodies and our souls? When you read the Bible from beginning to end, you will see that he is constantly talking about the fact that we have to look after the flesh body in accordance with his holiness standards. We must look after our spiritual bodies in accordance with his holiness standards, and we must look after the soul in accordance with his holiness standard, not our holiness standard. We do not get to decide what we want to do, because it is not us that saved ourselves. It is not our salvation. For we are dead in sin and transgressions. He is the one that has the ability to bring us back to life. And he brings us back to life when we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior. Once he brings us back to life, he then tells us to work out our salvation, which is his salvation, with fear and trembling on a daily basis. And that is the main focus, being the fact that he wants us to work on being holy as he is holy. So one of the ways to be holy as he is holy is the way we look after our physical bodies, also the way we look after our spiritual bodies, the way we look after our souls. Holiness extends to all areas of life. Holiness extends to the way we socialize, what we eat, how we, where we go, where we fellowship, who we marry, where we go to school, where we go to university or college, where we work, what kind of jobs we do, what kind of careers we take on. It extends to every area of our lives. Every detail of our lives is a concern of God. Every detail. That is why he has taken his time to write every little detail of our bodies, from our heads to our toes, in his word. He's even concerned about how we bring children into this world, how we raise children. Those are all things that are his concern. These are things that should also matter to us. Just as they matter to him, they should matter to us. Hallelujah. So yes, there are people the Lord has specifically instructed to cut off their hair. There's a reason why God has said that. But cutting off your hair does not mean you cut it so low like a man does. You can keep it short because that's the way it's easier for you to look after. But the instruction is when you cut your hair off, you are to cover your head. But whether you cut your hair off or not, the Lord wants women's heads covered, because men, women, removed the covering over the man. The man is the head through causing Adam to eat the fruit of disobedience. Chava, who is also known as Eve in Hebrew, Chava, but it is Kawa in English, in Luganda, which is similar spelling, different pronunciation. She took away the covering of Adam. As soon as Adam took a bite of the fruit of disobedience, the tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil fruit, as soon as Adam took a bite, his covering, the Shekinah glory, was removed from him. He lost the Holy Spirit. He lost the presence of God. It was so painful. It was so painful for Adam. He started to know what shame and disgrace are, something he did not know anything about before. He now knew shame and disgrace. And that's why when we see ourselves naked in the dream, we are to ask the Lord to cover us afresh and make us, you know, remove that shame and disgrace. For shame and disgrace is not our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Adam was disgraced. Adam was shamed when he took a bite of the fruit of disobedience. The woman caused his covering to be removed through the evil inclination that she obtained from eating the fruit of disobedience. So based on the fact that the woman contributed to removing the covering of man, the Shekinah glory of the Lord Yahweh, or also known as Yahweh Almighty, the woman is to keep her head covered like a mourner does, as a constant reminder that she must respect her husband. She must not cross certain boundaries when it comes to her husband. When dealing with her husband, she must be prayerful and ask the Holy Spirit to guide her. She must employ the wisdom of the Lord when relating with her husband, so that she does not take away the covering of the husband, which is the Shekinah glory of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, or the wisdom. This head covering is a weapon against the devil. It is a very powerful weapon against the devil. It's not just something we put on our heads just because of the instruction of the Lord as a result of removing the covering of the man. It is a weapon against the enemy. Hallelujah. Another thing the Lord told Eve is because she put out the light in Adam, aside from removing the Shekinah glory, she put out the light in Adam. Adam became filled with darkness. Adam died that day spiritually because he was offered the fruit of disobedience and he ate of it. Because Chava or Eve did that, the Lord specifically instructed that every weekly Sabbath, every Sabbath of the Lord, we, as the Sabbath begins, we welcome the Sabbath as the Sabbath bride. As women, we have the responsibility to light the Sabbath candles. Usually there are two, but you can make them three, representing God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. This is something done in Jewish culture. Or you can simply light the menorah, the seven-branched golden lampstand, as if, you know, a symbol, a physical symbol of welcoming the Sabbath bride, because the Sabbath is a bride. Hallelujah. The Sabbath is the bride of Israel. The Lord gave the Sabbath to Israel as a bride. Hallelujah. And that sunset Friday to sunset Sunday every week, but also within the festivals of the Lord, the Moedim, also known as the appointed times, there are Sabbaths, as laid out in Leviticus chapter 23. So because of that, because of, you know, putting out the light of man, because of filling the man with darkness as a result and making the man to die spiritually, woman has the responsibility to keep the light of God shining in her life and her home and her husband's life and her children's life. It's a big responsibility, and this is why women were not to go out to work or to sweat, to labor in order to eat from the beginning of time. This was the Lord's design, that men go out and sweat. Women, that is their curse, to go out and sweat in order to eat, in order to feed the family. The woman stays at home. She guards her home. She cleans her home. She cooks. She puts the home in order. She nurtures the children. She prepares for her husband's food. She washes clothes. She prays. It doesn't mean that the man doesn't pray and guard his home through prayer in the Holy Spirit. The man too has a responsibility to do that. But the woman, is also very much responsible, because she gets the liberty or the freedom to stay at home and look after the home. And woman has the responsibility to watch out who comes to visit the home. The woman has the responsibility to put a fence and decide who visits the home and who doesn't, because she put out the light in Adam's life. She killed Adam spiritually. And that is why Jezebel is very powerful. That's why Elijah had to run from Jezebel. Elijah had to run from Jezebel because he cannot afford to have his shekinah, his covering removed. He can't afford to allow the spiritual light to be put out. He can't afford to die spiritually and land in hellfire. Yeah, we are to observe proper hygiene as the Lord has laid out in His Word, and as we are taught by our parents from a young age, and also taught through our pastors from a godly perspective. We are to maintain hygiene because it's part of be holy as I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. Be holy as I am holy. Be holy as I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. And then Hebrews 12:14. Pursue peace and holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. Pursue peace and holiness. If you are to keep long hair, you must be ready to look after it very well. Yes, the glory of a woman is her hair, and that brings an air of honor to the man as well. It's all linked to the fact that the Shekinah glory of the Holy Spirit is feminine. And you can see that the Shekinah glory is the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just as the Shekinah glory is the glory of God the Father, so too is the wife the glory of her husband. Lendere koshita yanda. But you cannot be the glory of your husband without the Holy Spirit's help, without the help of the Shekinah glory. You need the Shekinah glory to be the glory of your husband. You need to allow Holy Spirit to teach you this her secrets, so that you can be able to have the wisdom to make your husband feel proud in a godly manner, to feel respected, to feel honored as a husband. May the Lord give us the grace to fulfill these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach in the Hebrew language. Amen, amen, amen. So If you want to keep your hair long, if you're led by the Holy Spirit to keep your hair long, you must look after it by combing it regularly and using shea butter. Shea butter is the only recommended thing. The Lord is pulling us away from using chemical products, from using synthetic products on our bodies. He wants us to start using plant products. Even that's why he is telling us to wear linen, 100% linen clothing or 100% cotton clothing. Because those clothing keep sickness far from us. They regulate our body temperature and help us as well not to become sick anyhow. Aside from the fact that the clothes repel sickness on their own, they also help to regulate our temperatures so that we don't become sick anyhow. And he doesn't want us to wear mixed materials. So you can't be wearing partly cotton, partly linen, or partly this, partly that. All these other products, you know, polyester especially, they are all synthetic. Polyester is like wearing a polythene bag. He wants us to wear 100% linen, 100% cotton. And you can see that throughout the Holy Scriptures, he emphasizes on linen. And even in the book of Revelation, he tells us to buy clothes from him. He tells us to take the clothing that he provides. He says to us, that they wear linen in heaven. He wants us to wear linen on earth. Especially linen. It's not easy to access. That's why he's telling us we can wear cotton if we can't find linen. And when he was on earth, that's what he was wearing. Jesus was wearing linen. The Israelites were wearing 100% linen most of the time, and if not, 100% cotton. He hates it when we sweat in his presence. That's another thing people don't know. Sweat is a curse. I hate it personally, even before I discovered these secrets. When ministers of God are standing on the altar and they are preaching and they are sweating profusely, they are singing, they are sweating, I hate it. I can't stand it. I hate it. I've told my husband this before. He knows. I hate it. And now I know through the book of Ezekiel, I've forgotten the chapter, that the Lord hates it when his priests go to minister before him in his holy tabernacle and they start sweating there. So he told them, put on clothing that will not allow you to sweat. Obviously, in normal settings, we need to sweat because our bodies need to release certain toxins because we are now in a fallen world. Our body is fallen. Our body is now fallen in nature. Our body is no longer functioning the way it is supposed to function. You know? And that's why we have a death date. Each one of us has a date to die. Though some people are not going to leave this world through death. Some people are going to live through catching away into the heavens, also known as the holy rapture. I say holy rapture because there is an unholy rapture. There is the blue beam rapture that the enemy is planning in the future to use to lie to people. The alien ships will be in the air releasing blue beam lights, and they'll be evaporating people to hellfire. And they'll be telling people, hey, come here, the red, come and be here so you can be raptured. The Lord is saying, do not go to where they tell you to go. The Lord says in Matthew 24 that as the lightning comes from left, east to west, so too will his coming. You will know if you are meant to be raptured. You will know. You don't need to go anywhere. So the Lord wants us to be holy before him, you know, and endeavor each day to be holy, and especially on the Shabbat, on a Saturday. Today is Saturday, the 13th of January, 2024, and on the Hebrew calendar is Shevat 3, the third day of a new Hebrew month called Shevat, which is the month to be fruitful and multiply, the month of the birthday of the trees, the month to check our spiritual roots, the month to check our spiritual branches, the month to check our spiritual stems, the month to check our spiritual leaves and put things in order. Galatians chapter 5, 19 to 22. Hallelujah. and Ephesians chapter 4, John 15, Psalm 1, and various other holy scriptures. So, yes, if the Lord lays it in your heart that that, you know, you should keep long hair, then look after it in such a way that it will bring glory to Him. But you must keep it covered, not exposed. You must keep it covered. Hallelujah. And you must wash it every day. That's one of the requirements. The Lord says, wash your hair every day with soap and water. You know, soap that is plant-based, not all these chemical soaps. You know, we can make soap at home, by the way. One of the things the Lord wants us to start doing in the future is to create a Goshen in our lives. To be able to do things by ourselves, because the time is going to come and it will not be possible. Sorry about that. A time is going to come when we can't go shopping as people who are living in holiness before God. So the Lord wants us to create Goshens, you know, live a self-sufficient life in Him, a life where He is providing for us by His grace and we are making things by ourselves. So we will have to make soap. We will have to make our own body oil or body cream that we use, body Vaselines. But everything must be plant-based. Begin to stay away from all those chemicals they are selling in the shops, spending so much money advertising, because those chemicals are killing us. They're one of the reasons we are getting sick. And they always make sure they add aborted baby pieces. I don't know if you know this. Most of the things we use on earth that we don't know about, they are putting aborted baby pieces so that they can make us sick easily. So, we need to do things in accordance with God's will, with God's guidance, according to God's instruction manual. I think I've managed to say everything I need to say concerning hair and nails. We have to look after ourselves because in our fallen nature, a lot of things have gone wrong as a result of the sin of idolatry that is on earth now. Nechidala, another thing, the glory of the woman, which is the glory of the man, cannot come out and shine when a woman's hair is plaited. It's impossible. A woman must not plait her hair because the Lord did not create our hair to be plaited. And we must not put fake hair. We must not put some other people's hair on our heads because we don't know where that hair came from. That hair becomes fake glory. The hair becomes fake glory in our lives. Do we want to carry fake glory all over the place? No. We want the proper glory of the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. His name is Yah. Hallelujah. 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 I'm trying to round up this audio. The other thing I need to say is that if you look at the Egyptian lifestyle, Egyptians plait their hair as a form of sacrifice unto their gods, which is the devil. All the gods equals one devil, equals the devil. All the small gods equals the devil. So the Egyptians plaited their hair, especially the women, but also the men used to plait their hair, as we see in the pictures of Pharaoh, as a form of sacrifice to the devil. So plaiting hair is a form of sacrifice to the devil and a communication in the spiritual realm to the devil to do certain things. I have had a testimony of a man I've had the testimony of a man who used to, you know, practice evil. I'm sorry, I had to pause for a while. I'm not sure where I stopped, but I'm trying to finish this audio now because it's about time. So What I'm trying to say is that plaited hair is a form of sacrifice to the devil. In fact, there's a gentleman in Uganda whose name I've forgotten that has testified in the past when the Lord delivered him from working for the kingdom of darkness. He said one of the things that he was taught is that anytime they wanted to drink blood in the hospitals, they just have to plait a certain hairstyle and then they would walk through the hospital and all the satanic doctors would understand what he means. So all those hairstyles that people plait, they have meanings in the spiritual realm. They actually have a voice, they speak. And every hair that is plaited appears as a serpent in the spiritual realm. It's like you've woven a serpent and put it together on your head. Whether you have woven your own hair or braided your own hair, or you are braided or woven, you know, someone else's hair on top, or synthetic hair on top of your hair, it is a sin before the Lord. The Lord did not create us to be changing our hair in any shape or form. We are meant to plait our we are not meant to plait our hair. We are meant to wash our hair with soap and water every single day and comb it out, put a shea butter and comb it out, then cover it. We are not meant to plait it at all. The Lord is very strict on this issue. He's extremely strict. And it is leading many ladies to go to hell. So remember that the Egyptians always plaited their hair as a form of sacrifice to the devil. And to this day, plaited hair is a form of sacrifice to the devil. Whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not, it is a form of sacrifice unto the devil. So people need to stop plaiting their hair. Whether male or female needs to stop plaiting their hair. Because their eternal destiny is at stake if they don't follow the instructions of the Lord. Not plaiting your hair is part of being holy as God is holy. Remember, this is not your body. You are just a vessel. You are like a cup in God's cupboard. You are like a plate in God's cupboard. You are like a spoon in God's cupboard. He can do whatever he pleases with you. If you do not follow his instructions, then he can deal with you whichever way he wants. He is the potter. You are the clay. So you are to live in accordance with his instruction manual. Or else you'll keep falling into the trap of the enemy. And remember, as I said before in another audio, for everything the devil has created on this earth for us to use that is abomination unto the Lord, there's a trap coming ahead. For example, they have already started putting implants in nail varnish on nails. They've started putting implants in hair, the fake hair that people put on their heads. They've started putting implants in various other things that I can't think of. The enemy is upgrading constantly. He's looking for all ways possible to drag as many as possible to hellfire. You have to be very prayerful and ask the Lord to open your eyes regarding what you're using on a day-to-day basis. Because for everything we are using, there is something the devil is creating for us to use. Even our clothing. We are not meant to have any pictures on our clothes. We are not meant to have any pictures, any design, any pattern on our clothes. And we are not meant to wear multicolors on our bodies. We are meant to wear one color at a time. If your top is pink, let it be pink as a woman. If it is white, let it be white. Let it not be white, pink, blue, red. Mm-mm. The Lord wants us to stick to one color for each clothing. He doesn't want pictures in our clothes. He doesn't want any form of drawing in our clothes. I mean, when it comes to like Hanukkah, you want to celebrate Hanukkah, you want to wear a t-shirt with the golden lamps, the 7-branch or 8-branch, 9-branch golden lampstand on your clothing, that is different. But generally, the Lord even prefers that we wear white. White clothing, preferably white or blue, or white and blue. As in not white and blue in the same cloth. You can maybe wear a white t-shirt and a blue skirt as a woman, or a white t-shirt and a blue trouser. And he wants us to start wearing, men especially, to wear, you know, long clothes. In Luganda, they call them kanzus. Because I'm doing this audio to share widely. so I'm not gonna speak too much in Luganda, but I don't know how to call the clothing, but it's something similar to what the Israelites used to wear in the past, those long robes from head to toe. You know, the Lord is calling people to start adopting that kind of dress code, the way the Muslims dress. It doesn't matter where they are going, that is how they dress. They don't wear suits. The suits are too, they are a European design that came into our, you know, came into our lives on earth to show off our bodies. It's one of the things that shows off our bodies, especially now that they are even creating figure hugging suits, you know, slim leg or slim whatever suits. All those things are abomination to the Lord. Wedding gowns that are glittery and have long a trail at the back and all that, that's all ungodly. So there's a lot. It extends to every area of our lives. You know, mascara. Did you know that every name that is used in makeup is a name of a demon? Mascara is the name of a demon. And I've learned the lipstick, they use the sperms of men to make lipstick. Another lip, whatever's lip gloss, lip balm. We have to be careful. I hear that which is used, is it as mascara or eye pencil? They take something from the armpits of the devil in hellfire to make it. Everything has a foundation. Psalm 11:3 says, if the foundations of the righteous are destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to start repairing our foundations. We need to look into our foundations, the foundation of everything, and begin to correct things with God's help. We need to stop making excuses. We need to remember we are the image of God. Do you know how powerful that is? It makes the angels jealous of us. They wish they are us because they don't have a relationship with God. We have a relationship with God, the Creator. Anyhow, I need to bring this audio to an end. All in all, we are called to look like Jesus Christ, to follow in his footsteps, and to do things as he does and as he did them, to live a life of simplicity. Stop looking at trends. Stop looking at trends. Stop looking at trends. Stop looking at trends. Stop following trends. Rather, seek to have your mind renewed. Let your mind be renewed by the word of God. Let your mind be ready to lay your life as a pleasing sacrifice before the Lord, just as Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2 says. So let me bring this audio to an end. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe George. And today is Saturday, the 13th of January, 2024, on the Roman Gregorian calendar and on the Hebrew calendar. Today is Shabbat 3. So Roman calendar according to Daniel 7:25 and Hebrew calendar according to Genesis 1, Exodus 12, 1 to 2, Leviticus 23, and various other holy scriptures. So remain blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. And may the Lord give you the grace to have the understanding of everything I have shared here. I pray that the Lord will open your heart, will open your eyes of understanding, will open your ears, and grant you the ability to see things his way, to hear things his way, to perceive things his way, and to run with his vision. Hallelujah. Let your will be done on earth, O Abba Yahweh, also known as Yahweh. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in my life, in my home, in my marriage, as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your will be done. Lendorokoba shitayana. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on earth. Lindorokoshanda. Father, send your holy fire to deliver every area of our lives. Let every tree that has not been planted in our lives be uprooted and consumed with your holy fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, give us the grace to give up the jewelry, to give up the plaited hair, to give up the chemicals we put in our hair, to give up perming our hair, to give up not covering our hair, to give up the satanic lifestyles in every area of our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The other thing I forgot to touch on is jewelry. Jewelries. They appear as snakes in the spiritual realm. You don't know where they were made, do you? Were you there when they made them? You don't know where they were made. The Lord is saying he doesn't want us to have metals on our bodies. While we are on this earth, he doesn't want us to wear metals. He doesn't want us to use wedding rings to get married. He doesn't want us to wear bangles. He doesn't want us to wear necklaces, which are more like chains. He wants us to live a simple life. He wants us to wear clothing that, you know, do not show glitter. Clothing that is simple to every occasion we attend. Basically looks almost the same at the workplace, at the party, at church. Our clothes do not have to differ that much. Even the cloth you wear to bed can be similar to what you wore throughout the day, or the one you use to go to the party. He doesn't want us to complicate our lives. He wants our main focus to be on winning souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, we are to enjoy life, but we are to enjoy it in accordance with his holiness standards. No jewelries, no nose rings, no ankle bangles, no tongue rings. And now I'm also hearing that he doesn't want us to be kissing tongue to tongue, whether in public or privately. And also this thing of at weddings, you may now kiss the bride, it needs to stop. Marriage is meant to be consummated privately and in a godly manner. Hallelujah. Perhaps you could take time to listen to the video that I did on sexual intimacy as well, because a lot of the things I'm talking about here, I actually shared them in that video. It's a long video. It's on Facebook, on the New Uganda New Revival Facebook page. It's also on Rumble, on New Uganda New Revival, and on YouTube, New Uganda New Revival YouTube channel. So I encourage you to walk with the Lord in accordance with his will. Amen, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I cover my mind with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover this audio with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I soak everything I have said in the blood of Jesus Christ. I soak this phone in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let your presence be in this audio, Lord. Father, speak to your people. Remove every stoniness around the hearts of your people, Lord. I pray that you reveal your word, your truth to your people, for your truth sets us free, and he whom the Son sets free is free indeed, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your word says that my people perish for lack of knowledge, Lord, for the lack of the knowledge of the law of God. Father, have mercy on us. Father, do not reject us as your priests. Let your light shine in our darkness, Lord. Let every darkness in our lives be banished. Let every darkness in our lives be banished. Let it be replaced with the light of God. Father, help us to get rid of the abominable items. Help us to be humble before you and get rid of the abominable items lives, in our lives. Lamore bashanda. Help us to get rid of the abominable items in our lives. Lelo riachete. Rikoso ya bashanda. Rima sotorobo shinda rababosa. Rabor kondara kamoshi tende. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you speak to us concerning what we eat, what we wear, where we go, what kind of work we do, the kind of businesses we open up. Lord, I pray, Likoria shinde rebebosa. Open our eyes to see the truth, Lord. Open our ears to hear the truth, Lord. Let your name be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your name be glorified, Father. Father, I can't say everything just now, but I pray that you speak to your people. I pray that you speak to us, Lord. Continue to teach us the truth, Lord, for we desire to know truth. Our hearts are open to learning, Lord. Our hearts are open to hear you, Lord. For you say, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things, unsearchable truths. Lindoro kobashanda. We are calling upon you, Lord. Le korobosia bashanda. We are calling upon you, Lord. Father, speak to us. Father, speak to us. Father, speak to us. Father, speak to us. La korobashanda. Remove every stoniness from our hearts. Remove every hardness of heart towards your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, deliver us. La rekobosacha. Ribandara bashete rebosia bashanda. Ramando robokora bashende. Rikosia bashanda. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Landorobo korama shatarabo sorabakara. Rekotorobo shindayalaba sotorobo shanda. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your steadfast love that endures forever. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Landerebo koshindarabasa. For you are excellent. Laro koshiabashanda. Oh, Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Le korobo siabashanda. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Lindorobo shindarababosa. The world and therein. Landerebo koribashanda. Father, we give you praise. Le roko siabashanda. Le koribashanda. Lebo siabashanda. We command every gates. Le koribashanda. To be lifted up. Le robo shanda. And let the King of glory come in. Lord, darabakashanda. Every step gates in our lives, we command them to make way for the King of glory to come in. I command every stubborn gates to be lifted up, to be opened, and let the King of glory come in. Let the King of glory come in. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Once again, I soak this audio in the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray that it will be a blessing to your people, Lord. Even I that I have spoken, that you have spoken through, Lord, I pray that, Father, you will continue to speak to me and transform my life, Lord. Let there be total transformation, Lord, both physically, spiritually. Lord, I pray that you make us to look like you, Lord. For we desire to be like you. You are beautiful beyond description. Lord Jesus, come and take control. Come and take your place. Father, come and be the King of glory in our lives. Let your Shekinah glory be made manifest in our lives, Lord. Let sorry bashete rebosa rabori bakaye boshindara baba. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name, we have prayed all this. Amen. Amen, 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 hallelujah, amen, shalom. Yeah, also women need to stop wearing trousers, but anyway, I've already said that in another audio, and I'm going to leave it at that for now, so. I've had to record this audio now, or you know, it's just not going to be possible to find time to do it this weekend, and I don't know what next week has in store. So okay, I just had a vision, but it's okay. I'm gonna end the audio, then I'll pray about it. Yeah, anyway, I'm gonna stop here for now. So yes, women need to stop wearing trousers, but I've already shared that in another audio. So shalom and have a blessed rest of the day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.